I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you're chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my homegirl Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding the chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, So Damn Sundays. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. I missed you guys on Friday. I was tired as hell. Did I do a show on Friday? But I can't remember. No, I didn't. I was tired traveling to Atlanta, and the Atlanta trip was really nice. I'm sick with a fucking cold. This shit is so not cool. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, how you doing? You had a busy week.
Man, this cold, like, literally is taking so much out of me. My son came home and he looked at me, he's like, Mom. He said, hey, Mom. I said, hey, baby. He said, you sound bad. I'm like, I feel bad. I had the sniffles over a few days and I was sneezing. And, like, Friday night, when we got to the room, we checked in, and it's like, I went to bed kind of early or whatever, and when I woke up Saturday morning, I was sniffling, and I was just like, okay, this is not going to be good. I need to get some medicine. So last night when I got in, I just was not feeling well at all, because during the shoot, I was feeling icky. And then this morning when I woke up, I'm like, oh, hell no. So when we're driving back from Atlanta, I'm like, okay, look, we need to go to the store because I need to get something because I was just feeling like shit. So what happened is I came home and I took a nap. And when I woke up, I felt worse than I did before I went to bed.
No, good. So what did you take?
I took some DayQuil, because I don't take NyQuil, because it takes a long time for it to get out of my system.
Right.
So I won't take anything that makes me sleepy. So if I don't feel better tomorrow, I'm going to call my doctor and go to the doctor and get something. But I have my juice and stuff here and all that good stuff. And, you know, I'm chilling, you know, no complaints. Had a really nice time. I can't say that it was a very relaxing trip for me, because this was the first trip that I've had, road trip or any trip, since my surgery. So sleeping in a different bed without my pillows and my bed and everything like that, it was kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
And then last night I was just up and down, and I was just like, guys. Then I was told that I snore. I'm like, shit, I was fucking tired. If you wouldn't have woke me up, knocking on the door, I would have been straight asleep. So, oh well, that's just life. Yeah, I'm just playing. But I got to get better, because I'm coming there either Friday or Saturday.
All right. We can't have you, you know, messed up. We need you at your healthiest, because you're going to be a busy body up here.
But just think about it. If I'm sick, think about how many people will want to take care of me.
That is true. Everybody would.
Yeah, a lot of people want to take care of me and make me better, make me whole.
That is true.
Are you ready for Slow Jam Sunday?
I really am. I miss it.
I found this. It says Best 90s Slow Jam Mix Volume 2. And I was listening to it a little bit before the show started. And I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do this mix to keep me from having to talk. And then the last hour, I can go ahead and talk in whatever voice I have left. And that's what I'll fucking use. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Live by Garrett, who's listening in. Shouts out to the guests in the chat room. It better be Auto360P.
Ooh, this Auto360P.
So, I'm ready to start this mix and sip on some juice and just laugh at you, because I'm about to start texting you, because I know you got some songs that you want to hear in the last hour. So we're going to go ahead, get into our Slow Jam mix. It's a 90s mix. The best slow jams came out of the 90s. And some the 80s, 80s and 90s, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's some new millennium shit, but, you know, classic shit, 80s, 90s. I'll even throw in the 70s.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, damn. Let me think about the beginning.
Yeah. on your days when your eyes feel a little bit colder. Oh, oh, oh.
I know that
you'll be right back tonight.
Believe me, it's only a matter of time.
Wash away my tears. Love is all the time. Oh, Oh,
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
This shit right here. Oh, gosh. Okay, see. We'll have to take a mini break real quick and switch laptops.
Okay.
And then watch. As soon as the laptop comes, then that's when it's going to start playing again.
And you know the devil is busy.
Okay, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. So, this is the kind of luck that I have. Listen to music, can't stop sneezing. I look like a hot-ass mess right now.
It'll get better. It definitely will get better.
It better. Because, like, right now, oh, my gosh. So, are you ready for me this weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited to see you. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Okay, so, I got it. So now I just gotta log in. I hate using this new laptop. It's such a pain in the ass. And so then what's gonna happen is I'm gonna hang up and then I'm gonna call back in from the other computer and then I can pick back up where I left off with the mix, because now it's telling me that the browser, the plugin crashed, which is sucky.
All right, so give you a few and then call back in, right?
Oh, no, you don't have to, whatchamacallit, you don't have to do anything.
Okay, cool.
No, it's just me. And then I've got to find everything again. We was on Shy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I gotta be the one you need. I gotta. Please Made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I'm your, I can't do no. Look at yourself.
You got it back when you're out with someone.
that I wanted to hear. So if you have something for me here, text me. And I can't type with the baby. This is not good. Okay, so here goes my phone. Keisha Cole, going out. This is it.
How do you
Okay, see, that's my shit right there.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know your freaky ass got something over here.
I'm a very sensual individual, you know that.
Uh-huh.
Very prudish, too. I'm not a freak.
Uh-huh.
And the bridge costs $39.95.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you know how that happened. I'm going to let you tell it. So, what would you like to,
Well, being that you're on the Keisha Cole tip, Heaven Sent is one of my favorites from her.
You want to hear what?
Heaven Sent.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Is there something else you would like to hear?
Oh, my goodness. How about, you would you like to, for it to be another Keisha Cole song or just any song?
Any song.
Okay, because Keisha Cole's Play Your Cards Right is a nice one, too. Then, if we're leaving Keisha Cole, we can do Tyrese.
Ooh.
We haven't heard from him.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, now, with Tyrese, we got How You Wanna Act Like That, The Morning After,
Signs of Love Making, Lately.
Okay. Okay. Now, it's like part one and part two. Featuring R. Kelly.
Okay, I've never heard that before.
Okay, so here we go.
Oh, well, all right.
Okay, now, this is one song that, like, when I hear it, it takes me way, way back. Hold on. This song is cold, I'm telling you. Damn it. Now, see, this is why I can't stand being sick. See, I'm doing too much over here. I don't know why I keep going back and forth. And this shit just will not work for me, so hold on. Okay, so, I'm a big Avant fan, and let's see. What song do you like by Avant?
I like Read Your Mind, Don't Say No, Just Say Yes. Those two stick out for me the most. And what was the other one I just played? That one was okay, too.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
What was the title of that one? Those two are the ones that stick out for me. Like, I'll play those all day.
Now, this one right here is a good one. It's by Avant. And, yeah, he did this one.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
Driving me crazy, baby, and G, girl, if you're ready.
Now see, your body is the business. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
That was nice.
Ooh. Damn, let me see how this would sound right here. Oh my God. Okay, we're in the chat room. We're talking about taxes. And I'm like, I can't file mine to the 14th because of my form for school.
Right.
And Know Your Enemy was like, this chick said her man dipped out on her once he got his taxes back.
Come on.
Then I'm on Instagram, and Kevin Hart is like, Beyonce tickets, $1,300. She better jump in the crowd and suck my dick.
Okay. I was just talking about how on the Grammys, when they mentioned her name, she threw the bees up, I guess because her name is Beyonce, but it was too close to the blood bees. So a crip friend of mine was like, you know, ain't nobody going to really touch her for doing that because she got so much money and, you know, all this and that. And I was like, well, she's just, I don't know how people could just get away with it just cause.
Because she's with the devil. That bitch evil. Get away with anything. Anything. And then didn't they say that Frank Ocean said some old kind of crazy ass speech?
What did he say?
I was reading BBM and they were saying that he was talking about imagining something naked or some shit like that.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I don't fuck with Frank Ocean after he did that fuck shit with Chris Brown. Like, how you gonna start something and then you want to play the bitch role? Like, look, nigga, I ain't gonna respect you because you want the same thing that I want. And that's not what God put you here for.
Right.
So, no. Like, I don't give a fuck how good you can sound. You still, like, disgusting to me.
He just finished performing, and when he went to accept his award, because he won the nomination between him and Chris Brown gave that, oh, really, face. And he clapped for him, you know, showed some kind of man sport, like, you know, he's okay. Cool, he's not shady or grimy, so kudos to Chris Brown for that.
Yeah, I mean, because look at all the awards Chris Brown has won, you know?
All right.
So, ain't nobody worried about him. He better sit his motherfucking ass down. Like, real. Or maybe his ass is sore. Maybe that's why he can't sit down. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. You know how I am. But I'm not going to be in New York on Friday. I'm going to be there on Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing where I thought I was going to be staying at because I had to change my date. So maybe this is even better because I'm going to be at a Wyndham Resort type thing.
Oh, I'm coming to visit.
Yes, I have 2 beds.
So you'll be here from Saturday till?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay. What time are you leaving Wednesday?
I don't know.
Okay, because Wednesday is like my full day off.
I'm not sure. It's going to be quite an interesting trip. But I can't leave without getting my hair done.
Right.
So, like, gotta get it done. And then, you know, have a good time. So, is Chris and Rihanna back together?
Pretty much. They're sitting together.
And she was with him in court.
Like the down-ass chick she is. The Whitney to his Bobby. May she rest in peace.
Man, he must have some good dick. Boy, she must have got some good head.
Yeah. And probably, you know, them seeing other people, it just didn't fit well. The way they fit together.
I'm sure. I am so sure. I just got to figure out, you know what's going to happen when I get down there, up there, wherever the hell. I know I'm not about to let no motherfucker take me to Wendy. No. I can't do it. I know I'll be tied up a lot. Well, not a lot, but I got to do the photo shoot for the panties. So after doing my photo shoot last night, I'm feeling confident that I'm getting my groove back. And after looking at some of the pictures, I really feel like I'm getting my groove back.
I really like the red. I like the mask. And those yellow shoes, oh my goodness.
Girl, when I left Friday and Ernie picked up my suitcase, he's like, what the fuck? I was like, look, because my brother had to take my suitcase downstairs. I'm like, look, I have photo shoot. So it's shoes. Shut up. Men don't understand that when you're doing photo shoots, it's like, you know, it's a lot of stuff that goes into that. Like, you got to have your shoes and all kinds of different little things. So my thing is, I was perfect. The studio guy did not mind lugging around 5 bags of shoes because I have my little shoe dazzle bags. I love them. And, you know, we kept it moving. And we had a really good time. So, no, I'm not doing an after show tonight. My fucking head hurts.
You sound like you had a long day and you're not feeling good and you need to relax, recuperate, get your immune system to boost up a little bit.
Man, I didn't know. When I wake up in the morning, the shit is probably going to be real ugly for me. I took that nap today. Shit got real, real quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God I don't have class in the morning. So that's like one good thing.
Yeah.
I can take my son to school and then come back home and nurse myself back to health. And then, you know, have my brother pick him up or have my son pick him up or something. But, yeah, I think I'm fighting a losing battle right about now.
Yeah. I definitely hope you get better, especially before you come out here.
You know. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show because I'm like so tired.
You can hear it. Yes. But you did a great job with all the songs. The slow jam mix was awesome. And your selections were great.
Thank you. We will be back Tuesday night to like really get it in.
Yes. Have a good night. A lovely sweet fight.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're ending I Do Not Feel Good Worth a Damn.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.